Welcome to the Shay Louis podcast. Oi, that is going to sound so shit in the future when I listen back to this podcast and I realise that my intro to my first ever podcast was corny. But anyways, this is my review as being self-employed and what it's like to start a business. All right, so one word to describe this journey: stressful. Right? It's stress. Oh man, the amount of shit you got to go through to do what you love doing, self-employed, you make your own money. Right? It doesn't matter what you do. It's stressful, man, because, you know, in the beginning, I didn't even have a plan. Or I just figured, look, I like making videos, and one day someone's going to pay me to do it. That was my idea of becoming a videographer, which is what I am now. And in the beginning, I didn't even know what a videographer was. Like, it was a technical name. I didn't really use it. I've never used it, you know, previously, you know, up until September last year when I made a video. I was making videos before, right? And when I got my first job, my first paid video job for a client, that day was when I considered myself a videographer, when someone actually paid me. And before that, it took maybe 2 months of making cool videos and putting them out there on Instagram and Facebook as practice, I guess, because I had no experience. I'd never done this before. You know, this you're talking about a guy here that walked out of a coal mine job. You know, I was a former coal miner, earning, you know, 170 grand a year, you know, and I left that job to go to another mining job on 100 grand a year. So we're talking six-figure jobs here. And then I left entirely to become an Uber driver and eventually into videography. But the transition from being employed to self-employed, oh man, you've got to have a lot of faith and hope, and you've got to be really positive, and you've got to be optimistic in the worst times, when times are really tough and, you know, you're not getting work, or you're not getting clients, or you're being knocked back by clients, and, you know, back to back, you know, job to job, and you start thinking like, fuck, like, is this going to work out or not? Yeah, but yeah, but this is what I love doing, so, you know, it's got to work out at some point. So it was really stressful in the beginning because I didn't know what I was doing. I have no business experience and no training, no, you know, I failed every subject in high school, I think, most of them. I'd never been to uni, and I've never done this before, up until I decided that I wanted to do this, and I just started. The reason why I just started was because Richard Branson said, if you get an opportunity to do something and you don't have an experience, take it and learn later. So no one actually gave me this opportunity. I actually chose to do it and decided to learn later or on the go. And in the 10 months, I've done a lot of different jobs, from NRL to, you know, brands like Body Science and gyms, Body Fit, and interviews and footy and awards nights, and, you know, heaps of different stuff. And it's given me a really great insight into what people need and how in demand a videographer actually is. Because when I first started, I didn't know what a videographer was. You know, when my idea of a videographer was like someone who went to weddings and made wedding videos and stuff, like, I didn't really have much of an idea of where this would take me. All I knew was that I loved making videos and I would just keep doing it, and someone would pay me to do something for them one day. So this is my review. And it's funny because over time, I didn't realize how many people will actually pay you money to make them Instagram videos. It's madness. You know, if someone told me way back when I started, like, man, I'm telling you, bro, like, most of your work is going to be Instagram videos. And I would be like, what the fuck? What? Man, people pay money. And then when someone paid me $200 to make them a gym video, I thought that was a lot of money for an Instagram video. Like, you know, really, you could just press the camera button on Instagram and make your own video. But here was someone paying me $200 to do the same thing, essentially. And I tell people this, but people want cool videos. You know, I didn't realize that I'm actually, you know, not just me, but people like me who are content producers, essentially. We are powerful tools for people with businesses or people who are trying to make sales or sell a service. And funnily enough, 90% of my work or more is for Instagram. It's for other people's Instagram. They pay me money to produce content for them to put on their Instagram to drive customers to a service that they're influencing, or their own service or product. In the beginning, I had no idea about marketing and business and content and all this, right? I never even used the fucking word content. Like, I didn't know, what the fuck is that? Content? Like what? Like the food? Like what's in the food? Like the ingredients, content, or, you know? But I'm a powerful tool. Like, people pay me to sell their product, right? One problem I came across was people come to me with their ideas of how they think they should sell their product. And over the course of my time that I've been doing it, I know it's only been 10 months, but like I've done so many various different jobs for a lot of people trying to sell a service or a product that I come to understand how to do that. Like, you know, how would you drive customers into to your service, or to buy your product, or to buy your product over and over, or use your service over and over. There's a certain way. Like, one of the most important things I learned, you got 8 seconds. Your first 8 seconds of anything you do regarding business and trying to make a sale and, you know, get a customer to pay you money, you've got 8 seconds to convince them to do that. Otherwise, you get bored. I'm impatient myself. So, you know, 8 seconds is a long time. Like, that's my limit. Like, sell me, you know, convince me why I should give you my money for your product or service, or fuck, man, I'm out of here. Like, I've got other shit I want to do. 8 seconds. So you don't just ramble on with bullshit. So the best thing I learned, right, this is free information I'm giving away, because a great mate of mine, Moody Denow, he taught me to give information away freely, and it works. Like, it's great, because at some point I need free information about something I need to get done or do, and, you know, it would be great if I got the information for free. So the first thing first is give your customers the absolute best thing about your service or product straight up off the bat. First thing, 8 seconds, your first sentence, your first breath, why a customer should come in and use your service or buy your product or sign up or do this contract or whatever. You got 8 seconds to do that, right? And then you reverse engineer it. You give them the best, and then you reverse engineer why. You break it all down and build it up and show them how it's done, or why it's done like this way, or, you know, what's included. But you give them the best first. You hook them like that, then explain it to them. Now, because then they already know what you're trying to sell them, and now they're getting an explanation about it, right? It's like think about going to the movies, right? You don't just rock up, you know, some people do, you know, don't quote me, but some people just, you know, you just, before you go to the movies, you've either watched the trailer, or you read about it, or someone's told you about it, right? So you've got an idea of the movie before you watch it. You know, you don't just go and buy a ticket to some random movie and you sit in there and you watch the movie and try and piece it together bit by bit, you know, until the end, and realize that's what the movie was about. You've got a preview. But that's what you do with your products or service or anything you're trying to sell in general, is to give this is what I learned, right, was give your customers upfront the best of your thing you're trying to sell, in the best possible way, right? That's how you get them. You get their attention, and attention is everything. You need that, and then explain to them over the next 28 to 35 seconds why they are better off using your service or buying your product for their own good, for their own benefit, right? Because it's all about them. It's not about you. It doesn't matter if you like it or not. It's about whether your customer does, because they're the ones buying from you. Don't try and I found that giving all these facts and figures about your product first and not explaining what it is highly ineffective and boring. Because once I started to learn about producing content, I got better at my job. I got better at producing content. I got better at my creativity and thinking very quickly on the fly of how to sell this product or how to do something better than the last thing I saw from experience. You know, I had to do that, to be able to call upon that information, I needed a reference, you know, of the experience of going through all this. And this is why I'm telling you this the way I am, is what I learned. Yeah, this is free information for any business owner, right? No one gives a fuck about the name or whatever. It's like, what is it, and why am I better off having it? Or why am I better off signing up here than over there? 8 seconds, and no one likes to bullshit us. Humans know when you're bullshitting. So if your service is shit, right, or your product's shit, and you can't back it passionately, then no one's gonna buy from you, because humans pick up on that. They pick up on that vibe. You know, you can pretend all day long, but people will pick up on the vibe, that unspoken energy. That's how you get customers, right? It's all marketing. It's how you reel them in first 8 seconds, and then reverse engineer it, and then and then you explain what it is, and if they need it, or you're able to convince them that their money's worth putting it where yours, where your service or product is, then they're gonna buy from you, right? That's a videographer. Like, that's essentially what a videographer is. There's many other different ways you can do what I just told you about, but as a videographer, I produce content for a business to help them sell a product or get people to use their service, sign up, group fitness or cafes or, clothes, some sort of service, right? It all comes down to creativity and being able to convince another human that they're better off putting their money where your service is because you do a better job at it. But how? How do you get someone to come in? You've got to be about people. Okay? Your service has to be top notch. Like, time is not, there's no set figure, dollar. There's no dollar figure for 1 hour of time. It's whatever. So putting in your best effort, best effort to service your customers, making absolute certain that your customers are happy and okay in your cafe, and the food's good and the table's made and they're enjoying their meal, if they need water or napkins or whatever, right? You may not be getting paid extra for that, but it goes a long way to make that customer feel welcomed and they will want to come back because they don't get that service anywhere else. And they didn't have to pay for it at the cafe that they went to. It was just, how they were treated as another individual human being. Now, I know for a fact there's a Lebanese joint I like to go to, right? Because one, the food is fantastic, but number two, the service is through the roof. Like, there's an old Lebanese guy that comes out and I feel like he's my uncle, and I'm not Lebanese, I'm actually Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander. But I think this guy, I don't know what his name was, but Muhammad or whatever, but that's my uncle, because that guy, man, he treated me like family. Like, he was making sure that, my meal was correct and, it was made and I had the forks and knives and my drink was cold. And, this guy's service was just through the roof. I didn't have to pay anything extra for that. It wasn't like, for extra great customer service, $3 extra. It was just how they treated the customers. And because of that, I went back there another 4 times and continue to do so because the service is so great and the food's so good. Right, the guy that served me was very passionate about his customers and ensuring that their experience was top notch. And because of that, my experience was. I don't pay any extra for that. So if you go the extra mile for your customers and ensuring that they have everything that they need and that their experience of you and your service and product is just top notch, even if you're not a big brand, they're extremely likely to come back. And in my circumstances, in my situation, I did. I was just like, man, this is sick. I love it. And I actually drove out of my way to take my partner there to experience the same service that I experienced. On top of that, the food was fantastic. So it's all about that. It doesn't matter what businesses you want, how you treat your customers, how you treat another individual, another person, another human is the way to make them buy again or to sign up or to get them to come back. I'm telling you this as a videographer and seeing this back to back from different jobs of all different industries and what people need and want regarding, film and photography. And the way I go above and beyond, I don't want to talk myself up, but this is what I learned. Like, you got to be a people person, right? And you got to want to be a people person. You naturally, like you want to make another human feel good. Not because you want to try and make money or you're trying to make another buck. You have to want to make another person feel good out of the goodness of your heart to see another person smile or feel better about their day or whatnot, right? So I happily, when someone asks for changes on a video, I happily change it, right? I don't jump up and down and say, you paid me for that much money. If you want me to make changes, I'm going to charge you extra. I don't charge people extra. I just do it. I just want to help them out. I want to make sure that the product that I gave them is exactly what they asked for. If I need to make changes, then I make changes. That's not about, this is my time and it's going to cost you this much more. No, because if I had nailed my job that they had asked me to do, they wouldn't be asking me for changes unless, of course, they decided that, I want the song to be like this, or, can you change the color or this scene, like that. And still, I don't charge them any money. But the principle is about treating your customers right. right? And I, you know, I turn up to jobs early just so I can nut out, you know, which scenes I'm going to get first and, you know, the area I get to work in, you know, with my cameras and what gear can fit past where, whatnot. But I don't charge them any extra. I've charged them specifically for the job and I'll turn up and, you know, map out how I'm going to do it. Customer service is everything. This is what I learned, right? Even me, I've made fuck-ups. Like, you know, I've edited a video and it didn't turn up for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, you know, because I was shit at my fucking time management and it got, you know, I lost track of it and I got these other jobs that were even bigger jobs than the last one I did, but the last one is due first. You know, I've been there and I've made these fuck ups and people listening to this who are probably, you know, who are clients currently or former or even future, like, I'm telling you straight up, like, I lost track and I learned from it. But that's the most important thing, is learning from it. If you don't learn from it, you're gonna keep fucking up, and people are gonna say, "Fuck yeah, he's pretty good," but holy fuck, you're never gonna get a video because he says a week or, you know, next day, and it turns up like 2 weeks later, and you know it was already due like a week before. But you live and learn, and it's no reason to give up on what you do. You just gotta get better at it, and that's what I learned. Like, and I'm not business minded. Like I am now, but I never used to be. When I was at school, I wanted to be like a rally car driver or some shit like that. Like, I didn't know. I didn't know what I wanted to do. Yeah, and failing every subject in high school because I just had no interest in school, and I learned more in real world than school could have ever taught me. School didn't prepare me for life. Life did. Makes sense. Preschool prepares you for school. You do school. School finishes. Then what? Oh, well, then you're in life. Well, now you're going to be taught by life how to live life. And that can be all different. Your life can be anything. Like, you can do whatever you fucking want. Like, there was people at my school who were when they were in high school, they knew what they were going to do straight after school. Like, some were like, "Yeah, look, 100%, I'm going to be an accountant. I'm going to fuck around with numbers." Like, sweet. If that's what your passion is, and that's what you love doing, sweet. Like, I had no idea. So I went through like a multitude of jobs, just getting a taste of different careers and different career paths and where different experiences could take me and whatnot. And you know, I got to coal mining and I was making a lot of money. I only went there because I wanted to make 100 grand. I got the 100 grand and become depressed. I was like, this is fucking shit. You know, I don't get to see my friends. I don't get to see my family. You know, my son only sees me every once a week. This is fucking ridiculous. So I left and I become an Uber driver. And I was Uber driving and I got really good at that. I had a 5-star rating. You know, if any of my listeners, like, for real, if my name's Shay Louie and I had a grey NP300 Nissan Navara, it was fully decked out, and if I picked you up, I hope that you had a great ride with me, because I certainly enjoy picking up my customers and learning about new people, because, you know, that was the best thing about Uber, was that I got to meet a lot of people and I got to, you know, they gave me their life experience. I'd be like, "Hey man, what's up? Hey man, what's up?" And if they wanted to talk, I'd be like, "Hey man, what's your experience of life right now? You know, what have you been through? What's it been? Like, what, tell me about it." You know, we have these big, deep conversations, and it was so good because it was just with this random human that I had never met before, but we end up having this big life conversation, get to know each other within, you know, the 15, 20, 30 minute, you know, Uber ride. That was the best thing about Uber. You know, making money was good, but it wasn't, you know, obviously it wasn't mining money, but, you know, I was making money, and but I really enjoyed it because I got to meet a lot of people and learn about them, and vice versa. You know, and after Uber, I came down to Sydney, and I decided that I would make videos because I was interested in it. I was good, but I was more interested and passionate about the creative side of making videos, not knowing that it would take me into, you know, people with businesses who needed videos and photos to market their brand, product or service to make money, right? And that's when I realized over time, after doing my, you know, job after job, back to back and all different kinds of jobs, that I actually make other people money, right? By creating the creative video and photos that attract other humans to their service or product to buy from them, you know, to give them money. I'm that middleman, a videographer or a photographer or a content producer, whatever you want to call yourself. That's what we do. We make other people money, right? So it's marketing. I didn't go to uni for this, but just from being in the real world, I understand and I know now how to make someone else money by marketing their product or service. And there's all different ways you can do it, depending on what you do. But there is, I guess, a sort of a core structure. And that's what I said before, you know, earlier on, was that 8 seconds. That's, you know, if you have a business and you're trying to get more customers, my advice as a videographer, you know, working with all those different brands and, you know, different video jobs I've done for different people, is your first 8 seconds. Whatever you're trying to sell, whatever service or product you're trying to get people to buy from, you know, from you, 8 seconds. Your video, right? Video, audio, 8 seconds. Your first sentence, first breath. That's, and you've got to give them the best of the best of what you've got to offer, right? And once you give them that, people know what you're talking about. And then you go on to explain the service or product, the breakdown, and then wrap it up nice and positive. And hopefully, you know, 1 in 10 or whatever will come in and buy from you. You've made money. And that's where people invest in me. And like, you know, there's a difference between someone ringing me and saying, "Hey bro, look, hey man, I need a gym video. I just want to make a sick video for my Instagram." Yeah, okay, sweet. You know, it's just make a cool video. I can make a cool video all day long. That's not hard. Yeah, there's nothing, it's creative, but it's not in-depth creative. In-depth creative is what I mean by, oh, someone rings me, "Hey man, look, I'm just opening up a gym, and our grand opening day is next week, and we want to get people to know that this gym is here, and we want to drive people to sign up. Half, you know, it's half price, it's 50% off, sign up, and then, you know, $13 a week after that," or whatever. Right, then there's, okay, yeah, sweet, man. Look, let's meet up and have a talk about this and nut out a plan where you're going to put it, because, you know, me filming for Instagram is different from me filming for Facebook. You've got two different timelines. And essentially, I think the best thing about Instagram is that you've got a minute, but better than a minute is 35 to 40 seconds. That's what I've learned, right? So and I can only talk about this because of all the other different jobs I've done. You know, I've done, you know, promo videos that are a minute long, and a minute is actually too long. Right, it goes. It's a very long time to watch a commercial. You're better off doing 30 to 45 seconds. This is what I've learned. And yeah, like you sit down, you plan it out, because there's a difference between filming a cool video and marketing a product to get people to buy from you. Because essentially, you're investing, you know, between $450 and $1,200 for my service to make you money, because that's a one-off fee, right? Because as soon as you make that $1,200 back, everything's a profit. Everything is a profit. So it makes it very, very, very important that you plan out and know exactly what you want to do with this content. And this is what I ask people. When people ask me, "Hey man, look, I really want to film this video of my business, and this is what I want to do," I say, "Look, do you want to make a cool video of your business, or are you trying to drive people into your business? Because there's a different way to filming to do this." This is the question I ask people before they even, you know, it's, you know, some people are like, "Oh man, you know, why don't you just take a job? You know, like, why don't you just do it? That's money. They might not buy from you now because, you know, you're changing their mind about what they should be doing with your, you know, with the video that you're going to film for them." But it's about doing the right thing. Like, you're trying. Like, my job is to make people money. If they come to me, I film the video and they put it on their social media and put it out there into the world, and someone buys from them because of it, that means what I'm doing is correct. Like, I've done exactly what they asked for, and I had the ability to think of that idea, create it as a video, and put it out there, and now that customer, you know, my client, is getting customers themselves. That means I'm doing a good job. That's why it's important that I tell them, you know, "Hey, you know, really think this through exactly what you want, because you're going to pay me this much money, and I'm going to do it. But if it turns out to be not what you want, then there's a problem. You shouldn't have paid me that money. You know, you should have thought this through." That's why it's important to think things through and nut it out. You get all excited over an idea, and you run hard with it, and then you do it, and then it doesn't turn out the way you want it because you didn't think it through. Been there, done that. I've got life experiences of this, and I think everybody else has too. But knowing what you want is very, very important. And even me, up for a very long time, didn't know what you wanted. So you end up doing fucking anything, and then you realize later, oh, in hindsight, "Oh, fuck, I should have done it this way, or I should have done it that way." It's very important to know what you want, and then you can be far more effective in executing on an idea that you've been planning, you know, to get customers or to make money or to start a business or whatever. very, very important. What's even more important is if you really want to save money and you don't have the money to pay someone to do your marketing and stuff, is read up about it. Watch other people's videos, you know. Reverse engine, watch commercials and ads and stuff, and break it down of, you know, how they got that shot and the colors, and can you do it on your phone or can you do it on a cheap camera that you can buy? Become that marketing, you know, tool yourself for the beginning and just to get yourself started. It's not hard, you know. Free information, there's a lot of free information out there. And as a videographer myself, like, I could lose business over this. People would say, oh, well, you know, he told me what to do, I don't need to really hire him anymore. That's sweet, because I'm still doing my job. I've given away free information that of my life experience from other businesses and stuff that I've done to another person, and they're listening to this and then they go and use it and make money. That's success to me. Like, it means I'm doing the right thing myself, because that idea I gave them is the same idea I use, and if they're making money, well, that means I make money. You know, it's a win-win situation, literally. But really think it through. Like, YouTube, that's all my learning has been on YouTube. Anything technical that I didn't know how to do was YouTube. I don't Google it, I YouTube it, because I want to watch how they did it. I want to see their facial expressions, where their hands are going, how they held the camera, you know, how they did this and that. That's how I learn. Funnily, I turned free YouTube information into a career that's actually paying me well. When I get paid, you know, I've got to put myself out there more to get more jobs. But I've got a fair bit of work on. But essentially, like, watching YouTube and learning how to use my camera, how to edit with Adobe Premiere Pro, how to do this and that, is now, like, that free information is now, you know, I've turned that into money in my bank. I didn't do no photography course. I didn't do no video course or YouTube or uni or any training at TAFE or anything. I just watch YouTube, like, how to do this, how to do that, boom, boom. And I only learn exactly what I need to learn. But my experience, yeah, as a videographer, I didn't think I'd be, you know, making people's Instagram videos, but that's just the demand. You know, well, at least in Sydney, where I'm based, you know, like, everyone wants videos for the Instagram or the social media. You know, and then as time kept going on and I kept doing different jobs here and there, you know, back to back, I realized that everyone is trying to sell something, a product, their own business, service, and they're using social media to do that. And that's when people like us content creators come into play, because we're that middleman that's going to create the attraction to bring people to that service or product or customer. But yeah, so that's what a videographer is, and anyone can do it. Like, you just need to pick up a camera, and you just have a natural interest in film and photography, and just YouTube stuff. Like, I follow Peter McKinnon. You know, he started a YouTube and built he built like 1 million subscribers in like a 9 month period. Now he's got like something like 2.1 after 12 months and a bit. You know, he's amazing. That's another guy who gives away free information. I've learned a lot. Thank you, Peter McKinnon. Hope to meet you one day, bro. Over in Canada, that's where he lives, right? He's sick. But yeah, like, there's free information out there everywhere, and anyone can do this, right? I'm not scared to give that information away, because it doesn't affect my business. If anything, it gets me more business. And people say, oh, how would you learn that? Oh, Shay Louis. Boom, people ring me or whatever. Even if people don't, it doesn't matter. I still make money. But by putting the information out there, you're doing a good thing for other people, and it's good karma. Like, it's good positive energy, and in some way, shape or form, that good positive energy will come back to you. It's an investment, but I do it for the good of, you know, for the good of other people and out of the goodness of my heart. But if you've got an idea, like, to start a business, you know, when I first started this, it was daunting, because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I don't know how to run a business. I haven't done any business courses, and the word business, you know, that, like, sort of daunted me, because I didn't know what the fuck it was about or how to do it. You know, I wasn't a businessman. Now I understand business to some degree, enough to run my own business as a videographer and help other businesses make money. Always learning, every day learning, you know. I'm watching YouTube videos myself, learning how to do this, learning how to do that. How do they get that shot? How do they make that food look cool? You know, there's a science to all this, and art, like, and you got to be passionate about it. And whatever you're passionate about, it doesn't matter whether you're getting paid or not. Like, you're still going to do it, because it's that thing you love. But if you've got a business idea, I say start it, because I think, fuck, you know, what if I started this many years ago? I'd be way better at it now. I'd be in a way better position. But just start. Like, you know, if you want to sell or print clothes, you know, you got to think, why? Why am I printing these clothes? why am I starting this business? What's the point? You know, what am I really doing this for? Because if you do it for money, you're doomed, man. You're fucking doomed to hell, right? Because you don't do something for money. You do something for money, and like you start your business, and the business doesn't work, or it's not turning over money. Well, you're gonna give up because there's no money in it, or you'll think there's no money in it because you haven't made any money yet. You get impatient and shit. But if you do it because you love it, well, you're gonna keep doing it, you know, because you love it. Now, whether you're getting paid for it or not, I mean, it's ideal that you get paid, but you know, if it's that thing that you love, you're gonna persist at it. And if you're positive and you've got supportive friends and family, or you're watching motivational videos and stuff, you'll keep at it, and eventually you will get paid, because that's just how the universe works. You will get paid for your passion. But yeah, just start. That's probably the best advice I can give anyone listening to this that wants to start a business, is just start, like now. Like, well, there's no perfect time to begin something. At some point you just start. So yeah, as a videographer, I market other people's products, and I enjoy what I do. I love it, it's great. I want to make movies and short films. I want to get into photography. I want to start my own clothing brand. I want to have a coffee business. Now that I understand how to market stuff, like I can sell anything, you know. I've always said to myself, if I could make a cool video of a cup of coffee getting made, and you know, and I could, you know, I filmed it in such a way that I could sell it, like I'd put it up and sell someone to, you know, to buy that off me, I could sell anything to anyone. I can make anything look like anything I want it to be. The confidence in myself came from practice, just practicing. Just, you know, you're gonna fuck up, and you're gonna hit some really tough times where you're gonna wonder whether the business is even worth, you know, continuing on with, because it's not working out the way you imagined. Now, it's been like 10 months now, and you know, there's been times where like, you know, because we've been like, in my early days, there were times where like I didn't know how to even market my own self, yet people hire me to market their products. Yeah, I didn't know how to do it myself, how to get my own self business. And it was only because, you know, people saw my stuff on Instagram and Facebook, or you know, word of mouth, that I was getting back-to-back jobs, when I've got no business cards, I've got no flyers done up, I haven't paid for any Google ads or anything like that, like no sponsored ads on Instagram or Facebook, you know. And but there's the answer in itself. That's why I'm not getting more jobs than I have now. And you know, I recently just missed out on a $20,000 job because I didn't have any staff. You know, I'm scared to put people on because, oh fuck, you know, put someone on and I can't pay them because we don't have a job. But now, you know, lo and behold, you missed out on a $20,000 job literally because I don't have staff. How ironic. But yeah, if you've got a business, just start. Like, I'm successful in some degree, but not where I want to be. But having started the business, I love working for myself. I love just waking up when I want to wake up and doing what I want to do. Yeah, it's not all la-di-da like that. It is fucking stressful beyond all belief. Like, you will stress out and pull your hair out and wonder why you're doing this and what the fuck. I should just go back and get another job. I should go back to flipping burgers at McDonald's or whatever. Like, it is stressful, but it's rewarding too, because you're out in you feel a sense of freedom being out in the big wide world, like Nemo, like in the ocean. And then, like, you know, you're wandering around, and you start building some momentum. You find yourself on the East Australian Current on your way to 24 Wallaby Way, Sydney. I was waiting to say that. Like, you know what I mean? Just, if you've got a business idea, just start. It's the best thing you'll ever do. Most stressful too, but you know, there's got to be there's got to be pros and cons to anything, really. But yeah, that's I'll wrap it up there. That's my first podcast. I hope you enjoyed. I hope I gave you some value from my learnings. I'm still learning. I'm still very much inexperienced of what I do. And that's okay, because everyone's learning. But at some point, you just got to start. That's the message I want to get out to. It's just start. If you've got a business idea, and it's very rewarding and stressful. But just start. All right, thank you. I'm out. Good.